Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are, all together, once again, on a Sunday morning. Why? Why are we here on Sunday? Christianity had its beginnings in the Jewish world, and for them, the important day was Sabbath. And Sabbath is sundown Friday until sundown Saturday. So what are we doing getting together on a Sunday? Now, there are a couple of reasons for this. The biggest reason is, of course, it was because on a Sunday morning that we discovered that Jesus is risen. It's so nice to know that you remember that, right? And that's a big deal for us as Christians to know that Jesus rose from the dead. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus whenever we gather together on a Sunday. Now, another reason is that as Christianity began to differentiate itself from Judaism, we chose a different day for worship based on the resurrection. But you see, the question that has always bothered me as I was growing up is that the third commandment in the small catechism is, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So the question is, does our worship choice make that any day can be a Sabbath day as long as you keep it, or are we in trouble because we're a day late? So today we look at that commandment concerning Sabbath in Deuteronomy. And there in Deuteronomy, it tells us that we will work 6 days a week, but that we should keep Sabbath on the seventh. That is not work, that we are to remember God in our relationship with God. So in Deuteronomy, it is 1 day out of seven. And on that 1 day, everyone gets to rest. Everyone. All right. This is not an obligation, really, but rather it is another way for us to see God's love and God's care that has been with God's people from Egypt all the way to today. So Deuteronomy says, 1 day, pick the day, work for six, rest on the one. So as humans, what we do is we choose the day that is supposed to be Sabbath for everyone. The Jewish people chose the first day of the week so that all of the world would know what the seventh day of the week would be. And then they piled on the regulations, making sure that Sabbath was special and important and that observance of Sabbath was essential to their identity as a people. Looking at Paul today, once we chose the day that was important, we clay jar human beings then make a mess of things, forgetting that the extraordinary power belongs to God and not to us because we follow the rules or we don't. You see, we want to be the ones who light the way for the world, and we can't because we're clay. Malleable 1 minute and fragile the next. The extraordinary power and goodness, the amazing care, the extravagant forgiveness belongs to God and not to us. We make up more rules. We add to everyone else's burdens. We judge others by their failures and judge ourselves by our intent. But the amazing good news that I get to share is that God loves us anyway. In our gospel story today, Jesus is trying to teach his disciples, as well as the Pharisees and everyone else, that love is most important and that maintaining our relationship with God is essential to our lives. Our story begins today as the disciples are plucking grain on the Sabbath day. Now, the fields at the time when Jesus was alive were planted and harvested to allow for a passerby to pluck grain. It was just that that was considered work and thereby forbidden on the Sabbath. Pharisees jump up and ask, why are they doing that? And Jesus' answer reminds them that even David violated the bread of presence when his men were hungry. Caring for people around you, Sabbath or not, is something that we should always choose to do. He then makes this amazing and great quote when he says, the Sabbath was made for humanity, not humanity for the Sabbath. God declared Sabbath so that we would find time to rest and relax, so that we might recreate. God declared Sabbath so that we would find time to work on our relationship with God, to remember God in prayer and praise, to take time to complain or to give thanks, to remember the presence and the goodness of God in our lives. Sabbath is a gift, giving time to a relationship that is important to us all. But you see, the Pharisees were having none of it. They had the rules. They had the regulations. They knew what was supposed to happen. And in the synagogue, they knew that there was going to be a man there with a withered hand. Now, maybe this man was always in synagogue because he wanted to learn, because he was hoping to find health. But the Pharisees were watching, waiting, wanting to see what Jesus would do. And Jesus called that man forward, and then he asked, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath? And the Pharisees were silent because Jesus' question made them feel awkward and foolish. Did they really want to keep Jesus from doing good? Really? So when Jesus healed the man, they stormed out. Jesus was not following the rules. Jesus was not following their rules. Instead, Jesus was living the intent of the Sinai Covenant. Jesus was loving his neighbor and then working on his relationship with God by loving his neighbor. Jesus was showing us the gift of the Sabbath and the ways that we can love God by loving and caring for the people who are around us. Jesus was trying to teach those Pharisees and anyone else listening that Sabbath is important, but it's important as a way to work on our relationship with God. For Martin Luther, in that same small catechism I talked about, the Sabbath commandment is concerned about our taking advantage of Scripture. In the Bible, God speaks to us, and Luther wants us to avail ourselves of that communication, whether we're reading the Bible, we're hearing it in worship, we're listening to a sermon, we're discovering things in a study. Luther wants us to hear and read, to experience the gospel love of God in Jesus our Lord. That seems to be in line with what Jesus is showing us today. In today's gospel reading, we're only in the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark. We are still at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. And all of these Pharisees are now out plotting Jesus' destruction already. You see, those in charge really want to stay in charge. And so the Pharisees are plotting to stop Jesus from making them feel awkward and foolish again. You see, they thought they knew. They thought that they knew best. They had it all figured out, and if only everyone would listen to them, the world would be wonderful. But Jesus has a different message. For Jesus, the intent of God's teaching is always to teach us to love one another, thereby showing God that we love God. Rather than counting steps on the Sabbath, or watching how other people wash their hands, or if they pluck grain on the Sabbath, Jesus is leading us to discover how we might assist people in their lives. The man with a withered hand was limited in what he could do, and the Pharisees probably liked to use him as an example of what could happen if we fail. Jesus cured him. Jesus helped him. Jesus loved him and teaches us that we can help and care and love one another. And that is what makes the world wonderful. Today we have seen that as children of God and as followers of Jesus, we have a responsibility to help as we are able. We have a calling to go into the world and make God's vision for a world of help and care, a world filled with love, into our mission every single day. Sometimes it is close by, and sometimes we go far afield. But we are urged to love this world because it needs that love so much. Sometimes we are good at it, and sometimes we fail miserably. And the truth is that God's love is with us, God's forgiveness is for us, and Jesus stands beside us always. So let's go and make a difference. Amen.